This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has asked the state Supreme Court to decide if the state legislature should release $50 million for the Act 20 reading bill. The legislation would develop an Office of Literacy to identify and implement literacy testing and curriculum. Governor Tony Evers used line item vetoes to cut parts of the bill, which Republican legislators called unconstitutional. A Dane County Circuit Court judge ruled that Governor Evers used the authority properly in August, but rejected the request to force the release of funding. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is urging residents to sign up for health care coverage when the open enrollment period launches on Friday. In a statement, Governor Evers praised the Affordable Care Act as a game changer for Wisconsin families, which saw over 250,000 residents sign up during the last open enrollment period. Governor Evers has also called for an expansion of Medicaid, claiming it would bring in nearly $2 billion at a crucial time for the health care industry. The open enrollment period will end on January 15th. A group of Duluth area renters took to City Hall on Wednesday for the unofficial launch of a tenants' union. About 100 members attended the event, calling for improved affordability, livability, and availability of housing in the city. Many complained that in addition to an overall lack of housing stock, much of the housing stock that does exist is far too old and in terrible condition. They also complained of mistreatment and a lack of communication from landlords when problems arise. The union seeks community-led solutions for the housing issues. In a little over a week of early voting, Wisconsin has already surpassed 1 million total votes submitted. According to election officials, about 1.25 million absentee ballots were requested across the state for the November election, and about 1.1 million have already been submitted through in-person absentee votes and mail-in votes. Election officials are also reminding voters that all ballots must be received by 8 p.m. on election day to be counted, and they should only use official sources like the Wisconsin Election Commission website for voting information. A popular yearly event in Hayward is once again looking to the community for help designing this year's logo. On Wednesday, the Hayward Chamber of Commerce officially launched its yearly contest to design the logo for the Muskie Festival. The 75th iteration of Muskie Fest is scheduled for June 20th to June 22nd, and logo submissions must be submitted by January 5th. According to the rules, the logo submissions must include the theme of 75 years of casting memories, as well as the event's name, date, and location. Entries can be submitted online or in person. The Superior School Board held its budget meeting on Wednesday, discussing the future of the district with a massive referendum on the ballot next week. The school board was supposed to finalize their budget proposal this week, but with a five-year referendum on the ballot, they approved two versions of the budget to cover whether the referendum passes or fails. The district is facing a $2.5 million deficit for the next school year and has already needed to make significant cuts, including permanently closing a school to remain operational. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles has released a new motorist's handbook meant to share information with drivers in an easily understandable fashion. According to a press release, the revised handbook used plain language to clearly convey important information to drivers. The revised handbook has also been updated to include safety advances that have been built into the state's road designs, like diverging diamond interchanges and roundabouts. Officials say they're always looking to make their services more convenient for Wisconsinites. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has officially announced the start date for the gun deer season. The 9-day gun deer season will open on November 23rd and close on December 1st. According to a press release, the window is the latest possible window in which the gun deer season can be held under Wisconsin state law. The season is also further removed from the peak of breeding activity for deer, so there could be fewer deer on the move, but colder temperatures and the possibility of snow may contribute to better hunting conditions. A Duluth man is facing multiple charges relating to an August shooting incident. According to court records, 56-year-old Andre Woods was involved in a shooting on East 3rd Street in Duluth on August 24th. According to law enforcement authorities, 10 to 12 shots were fired during the incident, and officers stopped the vehicle the wounded Woods was driving as he was heading away from the scene. The other man went to the hospital later with gunshot wounds and told authorities he and Woods had gotten into an argument before the shooting. Wisconsin State Superintendent Jill Underly is proposing nearly $60 million of investments to recruit and retain teachers. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, the proposal includes stipends to student teachers to cover expenses and reduce debt, along with a Grow Your Own grant program. The proposal also includes an expansion to the Peer Review and Mentoring Grant Program and seeks to review the requirements for licensure to eliminate more barriers for potential teachers. A local favorite yearly event in Hayward has announced a change of date for next summer's event. Officials from the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward have announced that the competition will now be held from July 17th to July 19th due to scheduling conflicts with a number of vendors. They say the change gives them a chance to provide the highest quality competition for both competitors and spectators. Next summer will mark the 65th iteration of the Timber Sports Contest, which brings thousands to the area each year. After collecting nearly 300 submissions and narrowing them down to 10 finalists, it's time for Duluth residents to vote for their favorite in their first-ever snowplow naming contest. Among the 10 finalists are names like Sled Zeppelin, Blizzard Wizard, and Edgar Allan Plow. Residents have until November 4th to vote for their favorite name on the City of Duluth's website, and the winner will be announced on November 11th. The winning name will also be displayed on the snowplow at the Christmas City of the North Parade on November 22nd. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Wisconsin men's team with a 78-62 win over UW River Falls last night at the Kohl Center. Guard John Tanjay led the Badgers with 15 points, 2 assists, and was asked if these preseason games are helpful.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's something we all kind of expected going into this game, first game of the year. Coaches need a look from everyone. You know, we want to see what guys can do and where we can fit in as a team for down the line. And now we got some film. And we can learn with a win.
NBA, the Bucks on the road tonight in Memphis. They play the Grizzlies. Milwaukee looking to snap a 3-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers shorthanded at practice as they get ready to play the Lions on Sunday. 7 players, including Jordan Love, unable to go. Running back Josh Jacobs, dealing with a twisted ankle, asked if that's a lot for week 9 of the season.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, that's just the nature of this business, man. You know, you get later in the season, you have a lot more guys, you know, take a day or two just to get their body right to be able to come out and play at the highest level come game day. So that's just this nature of this business.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking to alleviate your pre-election day jitters, there are some good films opening this weekend. The most anticipated release is the film Here, and it is brought to you by the team that made Forrest Gump, including Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and director Robert Zemeckis. The film basically takes place in a living room while showing the passage of time throughout the story. Is the concept interesting? Yes. Does it sound overly sentimental and like it will tug at your heartstrings? Yes. Will most people probably like it, even though it is not reviewing well? We'll see, but probably yes. Yes. Most people don't get too excited about the re-release of a film that came out 11 months ago, but that's not stopping the studio behind Godzilla Minus One, which you can catch this weekend at AMC Theaters as part of a 70th anniversary of Godzilla celebration. Liam Neeson said recently he is moving on from the action genre. This week, Absolution will showcase Neeson's badassery. Let's go to the movies. Most people who cause a nuclear meltdown while working at a nuclear power plant would likely lose their job. Not Homer Simpson. In last Sunday night's episode, it was revealed that despite his gross incompetence, Homer was never fired because his father Abe was a PI. The episode revealed that Abe's partner was taken out by Mr. Burns, who assured Abe that his son Homer would always have a job if Abe didn't snitch. I guess I should have spoiler alerted that. If you haven't watched The Simpsons, you've got 36 seasons to catch up on. The show airs Sunday nights on Fox. Bruce Springsteen is on record as refuting the Forbes info that says he is worth over $1 billion. The boss says he is not a billionaire, and it's because he spent money on superfluous things throughout his life and does not penny pinch. He also says he is a good boss and pays his chums in the E Street Band handsomely. Springsteen says it was never about the money, but always about making great music. He's done well on both fronts. One of these days, maybe he'll have Taylor Swift money. Star of many hit movies, Terry Garr, has passed away at the age of 79. Garr starred in films like Tootsie, Young Frankenstein, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, After Hours, and Mr. Mom. Most recently, she played Phoebe Buffay's mother on Friends. Garr was a staple on the late-night talk show circuit and has always made the hosts laugh. The Oscar-nominated actress passed away after a long battle with multiple sclerosis. She was diagnosed with the disease in 2002. Speaking of Friends, Lisa Kudrow, the actress who played Phoebe Buffay on the hit sitcom, spoke of Garr's influence and abilities, saying Terry Garr was a comedic genius and was a huge influence on Kudrow. adding that she was grateful for the opportunity to work with Garr. In addition to all her acting credits and awards, Terry Garr also starred in 6 movies with Elvis Presley, including Viva Las Vegas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be windy with some rain today, and the rain could be heavy at times. It's going to be cold, too. Temperatures dropping into the mid-30s by late this afternoon. We'll see the wind back off a little. Showers will end by trick-or-treat time, but it will be chilly for the ghosts and goblins in the low to mid-30s here this evening. Tomorrow, sunshine, 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.